This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Tornadoes in the southeast in late April, hundreds dead, over $7 billion in property damages. Flooding in the south in May, $2 billion. Wildfires in the southwest, $50 million in insured losses. Droughts in Texas could cost more than $5
billion. Just like any family would operate when it's struck with disaster, it finds the money it needs to take care of a sick loved one or what have you, and then goes without trying to buy a new car or put an addition onto the house. I mean, that's the kind of situation we're finding ourselves in at the federal level for sure.
House Majority Whip Eric Cantor, FEMA is running low on cash, and it looks like there will be no new car this year. That's if by new car you mean new storm shelters and public schools. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 30th. John Hockenberry is out all this week. Let's take a look at the top of the news, and it's the devastation left behind by Irene, and it stretches all the way across Vermont this morning.
There are literally towns around Vermont that are just cut off. They are islands, essentially, because all the roads are washed out around them.
That's Vermont Public Service spokeswoman Christine Rivers. She says this is the worst flooding in that state in almost a century. There's also extensive flooding in upstate New York. There were 200 rescues in the Catskill Mountains region yesterday alone. And in New Jersey,
we're seeing record flooding levels across the northern part of our state. Nine river locations have reached or passed record flooding level.
That's Governor Chris Christie. He says large rivers like the Ramapo and the Passaic will crest today, and more than 200 roads are still submerged. The death toll from Irene is now up to 40. That's spread across 11 states. More than 5 million homes and businesses are still without power. Early estimates put Irene's damage in the billions of dollars. And we told you yesterday about how FEMA has less than $1 billion left in its disaster fund. This morning, House Republicans say any new spending for disaster relief and reconstruction will have to be offset with equal cuts elsewhere in the federal government. So you can expect another showdown over whether or not FEMA gets more money. For now, President Obama says the federal government will help the communities that are affected by the storm.
Our response continues, but I'm going to make sure that FEMA and other agencies are doing everything in their power to help people on the ground.
We're going to talk more about the storm brewing at FEMA in just a few minutes. In Libya, rebels are demanding that Algeria return Muammar Gaddafi's wife and three of his adult children for trial. They fled there to Algeria yesterday, but Algeria says they will be allowed to stay on humanitarian grounds. Meanwhile, the hunt for Gaddafi continues. Last hour, we spoke to retired Lieutenant Colonel Stephen D. Russell. He was one of the key leaders in the hunt and capture of Saddam Hussein, and he thinks Gaddafi is still in Libya.
When you deal with these types of dictators, because of their egos, they will remain within the country.
In a half an hour, we're going to look at why Algeria is actually helping out Colonel Gaddafi. Meanwhile, the White House has issued detailed guidelines to government officials on how to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. That guidelines, shows what themes to highlight and what tone to set. Federal agencies received instructions to honor the memory of those who died and to remind people that Al-Qaeda and its allies have since carried out attacks elsewhere in the world. This morning, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 11,539, the S&P at 1,210, and the NASDAQ at 2,223. Later on this morning, we're going to take a look at the economics of public education.
This is Vic from Dearborn, Michigan. And I want to know, where is the American public and their outrage at the state of public education in this country? How can we blame our lawmakers when the American public is missing in action?
All right, maybe you have a response for him. But we're going to talk more about how schools are finding ways to do more with less, maybe less and less and less and less and less. School is starting for millions of kids across the country. So give us a report on your school district. What's one thing that your school has cut from its budget this year? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. One thing your school has cut from its budget. First, though, the FEMA may be cutting its budget soon. Its coffers running low, and we have a record year for natural disasters. We're going to talk about the response to Irene in a moment.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.